Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 7, said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Verse 13 says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." Thank God for that unseen hand. Thank him for that hand that leads us. I was talking to Brother Rick a while ago about how the Holy Spirit of God has led me many different ways. He's kept me from making a lot of mistakes, and he has corrected me when I have made a lot of mistakes. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we sure do love you. Thank you this evening for allowing us to be here. Thank you for Jesus who died on Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit of God who indwells every believer right now. God, I pray that we might lean upon him. Lord, I need him. I need his help. I need his strength. I need his guidance. I need him to help my mind, to help my memory. Lord, I need him this evening. God, I pray that we might be a help, encouragement. Lord, we thank you for this day you've given us. In Jesus' name we ask it, and amen. First off, I want to thank all of you for coming out here tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for you who are watching on the live stream. We're glad you're there. And anyhow, I'll tell you what, grass will grow good this summer. We're getting all kind of nitrogen put into the ground. Yeah. Huh? Snowfall. Hey, we're having a winter like a little bit like normal, like we used to have. A little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But anyway, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6 was our jump off verse there last week. And we'll just go back here and look at that for just a minute and see where things go tonight. Bible says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Just a little bit of review. We mentioned last week that the church has been given a job to do. Five times in the book, all four gospels in the book of Acts, the Lord Jesus Christ gave us a command to go. And all the world preached the gospel, to go everywhere, to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and, to the uttermost parts of the earth, even to, Kenya and Italy and Moldova and everywhere we can go, here. And, I thrill in the thought that maybe by, being a part of this church, that we might just get a little bit of the reward for what's going on in Kenya, because we didn't go, but we helped Brother Boyd to go, and I think maybe when it comes time to judgment, we might just get just a little bit for that, just a little bit, and anyway. I'm thankful for that. But we've been given a job to do, a command to obey, or a job requirement, whatever you want to call it, is to, and by the way, it's really the only job the church has. When I say the church, I'm talking about me and you and everybody in this building, from the pastor down to the very last member. It's our job to tell others about Jesus. To win folks to Christ, we're supposed to be bearing fruit, and in order to bear fruit, we have to have some energy. We have to have some power. And the Bible tells us that in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, after we receive power, after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we can be witnesses. So we need that power. Yeah. I told you last week, the preacher gave me a book last summer by Watchman Nee, entitled "The Release of the Spirit." And ever since then, I've been looking at myself, trying to figure out what I'm missing. I'm missing something. It's something just not the way it ought to be. And I've searched and searched, and I think what we need is to know. We talk about God the Father a lot. We talk about the Lord Jesus Christ a lot, and we should. But I think we're kind of afraid of the Holy Spirit of God. Or we're not acquainted with Him. And the truth of the matter is, we ought to be really closely acquainted with Him. Because if you're saved, He's living inside of you. He's living inside of me. And you say, I'm afraid if I get too acquainted with the Holy Ghost, I'll start jumping the pews and talking in tongues. No. You will not do that. You will not do that. I'll tell you what you will do. You'll talk more about Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Because that's what He does. And the closer, the more we get to know the Holy Spirit of God, I believe the more, we read the Bible and we want to see Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what, if we'll get real close and let the Holy Spirit of God lead us as we read the book, let the Spirit help us read, we might see the Lord better. We might just see Him better for who He is. But anyway, it's a job that cannot be accomplished in the flesh. I think we've been trying it too long. We've been trying to win people by our charisma, Brother Dave, if we have any. Or maybe we've been trying to win him through our good arguments or whatever. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm not just preaching to you folks or teaching you. I'm searching.
Right. Amen.
Because to me, we're just not there yet. Or I'm not. I'll speak for me. But this job cannot be accomplished in the flesh. The Bible tells us plainly in Romans chapter 7 that in the flesh there dwelleth no good thing. So we can't do this job in the flesh. We need the Holy Spirit of God. And we talked last week about five things that the Holy Spirit gives us that we ought to use to do this job. And we talked about meat that we know that we don't know about. We talked about courage that we do not have. I don't know about you, but I'm not as courageous as some. I mean, there's some people who walk up and talk to a light post. Or just, it don't matter. Now, I can, but it's hard for me to just do it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to just do it. And believe it or not, I'm a little bashful, a little shy.
Me too.
I really am. I'd rather just sit over in the corner and be quiet and let somebody else take care of business. But once I get there, I can talk to anybody. Once I get there, it's getting there. He gives us comfort like no other. He gives us peace beyond our comprehension. And He gives us power. He gives us power or wisdom that we do not have. And so what I think we're for the next 3 weeks, we just need to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit of God. Get acquainted with Him. Now, 90 times He's mentioned in the Old Testament under 18 different titles. 260 times in the New Testament under 39 different names or titles, the Holy Spirit of God is mentioned. Okay? Now, a spiritual understanding of any biblical truth depends on our willingness to surrender to that truth once it's revealed.
Right.
I think we know a whole lot of truths, but we're not willing to surrender to those truths. We know that we ought to let the Holy Spirit of God lead us every day. These boys need the Holy Spirit. Mothers need the Holy Spirit of God. Man, if you got little kids, you need the Holy Spirit. I mean, daddies need the Holy Spirit. Grandpas need the Holy Spirit. Grandmas need the Holy Spirit, Jen. And call you out. Amen. I love Jen. But listen, we read these things in the Bible and we know they're true, but do we surrender to the truths we know? We could go a long ways right there. But let's look at the other side. It is, of course, the plan of Satan to belittle the importance of a study of the Holy Spirit of God.
Right.
And say, well, we should study more about Jesus, or we should study about God the Father. Listen, the Holy Spirit is God just like God is.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And He's here now. He's with us, in us. What's that song that Garth sings? He lives in me. But the devil tries to keep people in ignorance or error.
Right. Right.
For the devil realizes, I believe, that nothing can ruin his hold on us like a perfect understanding of the power of the Spirit. I've read a lot of biographies of old time preachers and missionaries and people, and I think what did they have that we're missing? I mean, you ever read a biography of David Brainerd? I mean, he didn't live to be very old. But they said he prayed so fervently in the snow that he melted the snow around him. Have I ever prayed like that in my life? But you can't. But say I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go here. I'm going to pray till the snow melts. How'd you like to go out there and pray till the Indians were afraid of him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we need to know. We need the power of the Holy Spirit, is what I'm trying to tell you. The results of ignoring the teaching and preaching of the third person of the Trinity appears in the dryness of the Christian life. No tears. No amens when 308 people get saved. Think about it. No shouts. Amen.
Yeah.
He appears in formalism in the church services and in worship. The results of ignoring the third person or ignoring the Holy Spirit, it shows up in the lack of discipline in the church.
Yeah.
You say amen anytime, you know, you can hallelujah right there if you want.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you. The lack the results of ignoring the Holy Spirit of God, it shows a lack of zeal in our missionary projects, and a lack of zeal in our soul winning, a lack of zeal in passing out tracts or whatever it is we do.
Amen.
It comes from ignoring the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because He's in us, telling us to do these things. Have you ever had somebody to knock on your door for whatever reason, and you go to the door and converse with them, or go back in the house, I mean, you know, whatever, and as soon as you sit down in your chair, the Holy Spirit of God's saying, why didn't you witness to them? Why didn't you tell them about Jesus? Yes. It never happened. Hey, it's happened to me.
Yes.
More than once. But so let's learn a little bit about the Holy Spirit. First off, the Holy Spirit is personal, not impersonal.
Right.
Our fellowship with the Spirit is not with a something, but with a somebody.
Right.
It's not with a force, but it's with a spirit.
Yeah.
It's not with an it,
right.
It's with a him. It's not with an influence. It's with a person.
Right.
A person. Just like God the Father. Just like God the Son. God the Holy Spirit is a person. A person. It's a personal thing. Look in John chapter 14. We read some of these verses. John chapter number 14. And verse 16. John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Right.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. I think that's our problem. We don't know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And verse John chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. That's words in red. So the Holy Spirit will testify of Christ. And we go to John chapter 16, starting in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. That's the Lord Jesus talking. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Do you ever just pray and say, Holy Spirit, when I read this book, would you show me? Would you help me? Would you teach me what it means? Would you help me understand the words and what you want for me? It will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things, now this verse right here, I spent a long time today just reading this verse and rereading it. Verse 15. All things that the Father hath are mine. You got the picture?
Right.
Everything the Father hath, he give to the Lord. And shall show it unto you. Or excuse me, I'm in the wrong verse. Verse, all things the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. All things the Father hath, he's going to show it unto us.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not skipping. I mean, just he give it to the Lord and the Lord's going to give it to us. But anyway, I want you to know the Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person. We'll probably talk more about that later. An old-time preacher, the name of Reuben Archer Torrey, R.A. Torrey.
Yeah.
Reuben Archer was his first two names. I always like that. Said this. This is not me. He said this. True spiritual worship is dependent on belief in the Spirit's personality. Hey, listen, do you believe he's a he? Do you believe he's a person? Or do you believe he's an it? Or an influence? Or some spooky whoo floating around in the air? Hey, he lives in me.
Amen.
And he lives in you. It is of the highest importance from the standpoint of worship that we decide whether the Holy Spirit is a divine person worthy to receive our adoration, our faith, our love, and our entire surrender to Himself. I want to tell you something. You'll hear that word surrender a lot. With all men. Or whether it is simply an influence emanating from God or a power or an illumination God imparts to us. If the Holy Spirit is a person and a divine person and we do not know Him as such, then we are robbing a divine being of the worship and the faith and the love and the surrender to Himself, which are His due. Our conception of the Spirit likewise determines our attitude toward Him. If we think of Him merely as an influence, then our attitude will be an active one, which means how can we get more of this power? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If we just see Him as an influence or something emanating from God, then our attitude will be an active one, and we want more of that. We want more of that. We want more of that. But if we believe Him to be a person, then our attitude will be a passive one, and our daily desire will be, how can He have more of me?
Yeah, that's good.
I think he hit something right there. Listen, you know the way up with God is down?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The way to win the battle is to surrender.
Think about that.
The way to win the battle is to surrender. Surrender our will. Surrender our way. Surrender our want. Surrender to the Holy Spirit of God. And let Him do the work through us instead of us trying to say, I need more of Him, I need more of Him, I need more of Him, when all we need to do is surrender and give Him more of us.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Not only is He a personality, but He's holy.
Yeah. Yes, He is.
Get right down where you live. The Holy Spirit of God is holy. You say, well, that's His name. Yeah, but by the way, this adjective is used some 100 times for a reason. He's holy in character. It not only an attribute as a member of the Godhead, but holiness is a part of His being. He is holy.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. First of all, because He come from a holy God. John chapter 14 and verse 26. We read it there. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Father sent the Holy Ghost. He's came from a holy God in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. The Bible says this. It says, unto whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but unto they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Yeah.
Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, you can't get away from that obedience and surrender. And not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. We're not ignorant anymore.
Right.
But as He which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's holy because he came from a holy God. He's holy because he's in the world to represent a holy Savior. We read it in John chapter 16. The Holy Spirit of God is here representing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is a holy Son of God, who is God, and he's holy. Not only is he holy because he's holy in his character and came from a holy God and in the world to represent the Savior, but he strives, get this, he strives to transform us into holy people. Romans 15 and verse 16. The Bible says, Romans 15 verse 16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. He strives to transform us into holy people. That sounds like sanctification. The Holy Ghost of God is trying his best to sanctify us. Now, we are set apart, okay? But sanctification, of course, you know this, I hope, is a continual process. How many times has our pastor went to Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians and read, all those things that preachers always tell us we should do and the things we shouldn't do and all that kind of stuff. The Holy Spirit of God told him to tell us that because it's in the book.
Right.
He worked, the Holy Spirit of God works to advance our holy living through his indwelling. He lives in us and he's doing his best to get us to straighten up.
Right. That is right.
He's called the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Holiness in Romans 1:4. He is the one that sanctifies the believer. We read there in Romans 15:16. I'm afraid we cause him much hard labor because we will not surrender to the Holy Ghost of God who lives inside of us. Why can't we get anybody saved? Because we don't want... Hey, we don't even want to live right, much less tell somebody else how about the Lord. We don't want to tell somebody else how about the Lord because we know we haven't been living like we ought to.
Think about that.
Say, man, I tell them, but they knew me before I got saved. And but listen... It's not our flesh. We need to trust the Holy Spirit. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's not a person in this room that don't have a past. There's not a person in this room that hasn't offended many people along the way. Or made somebody mad. But listen, if I can't win them, maybe Caleb can.
Right.
Right.
Let me give you, I got just a few minutes. Let me give you the third thing. The Holy Spirit of God is the third person of the Trinity. There's three persons of the Godhead is clearly taught in the Bible. The Trinity is clearly taught. Genesis 1:26, we could go back there. He says, let us make, let us create. And in 11:7, in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, and you'll read that one. That's right in the midst of the Great Commission. Matthew 28 and verse 19. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He's the third person of the Trinity. Now the Spirit is spoken of as being third, not in that he is inferior in any way to God the Son or God the Father. All three persons of the Godhead are co-equal in every way. Every way. He's third because of his manifestation and work. You say, what are you talking about? It's kind of like, I believe, this has been said before, concerning salvation. God thought it. Jesus bought it. And the Holy Spirit wrought it. In other words, he's one working now. You say, so he's third in order of his work and manifestation. You with me? God is the original source of everything.
Right.
Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God.
Right.
By the way, you got to get that right or you'll be messed up from now on.
Right.
The Son follows in order of revelation in appearance. And John chapter 5, verse 24, of course, we know that God sent the Son. I think of that song, Born to Die on Calvary. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So God is the original source of everything. The Son follows in order of revelation or in appearance, if you would. And the Spirit is the channel through which the blessings of heaven reach us.
Yeah, good.
In Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 18. Galatians, Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18. Bible says, for through him we have both access by one Spirit unto the Father. So it's from the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Let me also say this. Submission. Each one in order from God the Father to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Each one is in submission to the other. God the Son came to do the will of the Father. And the Holy Spirit only speaks of the Son.
Right.
Now, when I say each was in submission to the other, does not mean... Listen, submission has nothing to do with equality.
Right.
It's just like the husband's the head of the house. The wife is to be in submission to the husband. The children in submission to the parents. But that has nothing to do with equality. Me and Lois and our kids are all equal. We're equal. Let's say, take the church, for instance. There's the pastor. He's the head man. He's the boss. And Brother Rick is assistant pastor. And then we have teachers, we have helpers, we have students, we have visitors. Just because we're to submit to the authority over us doesn't mean that we're not equal. He's the pastor. We submit to his authority. But he's my equal.
Sure.
We're brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit of God. He is God. He's submissive to God and all that. He's the third person, but not... You with me? It's third just in appearance and just in his work. But not in, he's co-equal. He is God. He's God. He's God.
Yeah. Good.
We need to know him. We need to know him. We need Listen. Not by might. I don't know how you growed up, but I growed up with a dad that you want to get her done, we got her done. Hey, we just got her done. Got her done the hard way. And I grew up with that mentality. I could do it by myself.
Right.
Are we taught?
Right.
I mean, a lot of us grew up that way. They need no help, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Right.
Well, listen, it don't work that way.
No.
Not with this.
Right.
I can't do it by myself.
Right. That is right.
Can't do it by myself. And from what I read in the Bible, I think we've been trying to do it by ourselves. We got the Holy Spirit locked over in the corner or closet somewhere, and we ain't never took him out and used him. It's like, what good's a pair of snow boots going to do for sitting in the closet when the snow's knee deep? You got to get it out and use it. Hey, let's get him out of the closet.
Yes, sir.
Become acquainted with him. Don't be afraid of these charismatics not going to scare me away from God. He's God. Because I'm telling you, the more we get acquainted with the Holy Spirit of God, hey, I'm thinking Jesus is going to look a whole lot better.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking the book's going to make a whole lot more sense.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking, he said he would teach us.
Right.
We need him, folks.
Amen.
We need him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we surely love you. Thank you. Lord, help us to become more acquainted with your Holy Spirit. Help us to surrender ourselves to him. Help us to get rid of this attitude we grew up with. I can do it. I mean, I'm the best. I'm the greatest. We need to get rid of that.
Yes.
And realize that the way to win the battle, the way to win the lost, is surrender to the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God. Lord, thank you, praise you, love you. May you be a blessing to these people. Lord, help them to get home safe. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.